My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented and just fun star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them and watch them live every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington or online at capitalsteps.com. Their latest CD is How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. Elena, how are you?
Well, I'm okay. I'm confused. I'm still trying to figure out the difference between ISIS and ISIL.
A lot of people are trying to figure that out. Apparently,
I was thinking of a song. You say ISIS and I say ISIL, but that's all I've got so far. So
yeah, the president seems to be still insisting on using that, and nobody else wants to. But I assume we're still talking about the same people.
I guess so. I count on you for all my information.
Well, you know, it's a Mid-East song that we're doing this week, and unfortunately, it's been a really quiet week with respect to the Middle East,
wow.
Right?
Well, it's hard to figure out which problem is worse than the next, huh?
Exactly right. The big thing today is, you know, the president gave this impassioned speech on Wednesday saying we must wipe ISIS, or ISIL in his term, off the face of the earth, eradicate them. They're like a cancer. And then the next day they're like, so John Kerry, Secretary of State, we're at war now with ISIS, right? No, it's a major counterterrorism operation.
Huh.
So just so you keep that straight.
You remember that song? That's our war. What is it good for? You couldn't say major counterintelligence operation. What is it good for? That would have just not worked.
It'd be a little bit harder to rhyme, I suppose, and get the rhythmic pattern going there. But you know, the other big Middle Eastern story, and it's probably more than just one other one that happened this summer, of course, was the war, and they weren't afraid to call it that, between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. And then all of a sudden, there was just kind of a ceasefire. Then they extended it for a day or two. And then all of a sudden, it was a till further notice ceasefire. So that's where we kind of stand on that one now. But the Capitol Steps are here to let us know that there is a smidgen of hope on that front, correct?
Ongoing negotiations.
Yes, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now take you to a recently arranged private meeting between Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I know you hated Yassir and how he misbehaved.
I could have made peace faster if he had bathed.
Offer me some concessions and maybe we'll progress.
Compared to the U.S. Congress, you and I fight less.
Now our chance for peace is unknown, so let me throw out the first stone. Embrace me, my sweet embraceable Jew.
Excuse me, is that some mace in your shoe?
It would be so nice to talk about the West Bank.
If you want to meet me, I will send my best tank.
We both have heard lots of yelling, it's true.
So you have been called by Mel Gibson too.
Let's have a midnight meeting.
Such a thing would break your new curfew.
What do you mean, curfew? You can't put me under a curfew.
Oh, of course we can.
No,
we have
to do
this.
This is the reason why
you
people
are you're always trying to break things and
you are an extremist. You are a radical.
May the fleas of 1,000 camels build a tiny little Costco in your left nostril.
May you be circumcised with a butter knife by a drunken moil.
Poo poo head.
At least we're talking. My sweet evasible you.
It's that behind-the-scenes angle on these critical negotiations that only the Capitol Steps can provide.
A little-known meeting. That's a little, very little-known.
Yeah, apparently so.
Yes, that's the only non-factual thing in our entire show.
Yeah, you don't want PolitiFact showing up at a Capitol Steps show, but
we're writing a song this week about the new. Do you have the new iWatch yet? I guess nobody has it yet.
Nobody has it. Yeah, just unveiled this week. What do they want? About $350 for it?
Three? Really? Not all? Oh, okay. That's a bargain.
Not a decimal point. 350.
And I was going to say, I can't wait to watch, like, Gone with the Wind streamed onto my iWatch. With my one-inch screen.
Oh, I guess it's just more people who will be walking into things as they go down the sidewalk.
Yeah, I hope they remember to let it tell you the time, because I'm not sure it does that, right? But we'll get you a song about that next week, hopefully.
Details. Yes, the iWatch. Very interesting. And, of course, midterms, not that far away now.
We're working on a song about that. We've got this weekend at the Reagan Building is going to be an adrenaline thing because we've got three new songs in the show. So
wow.
Yeah.
How much time do you guys generally give yourselves to learn these things?
5 minutes less than we need. Yeah, I said, well, everybody got, I think they got the new iWatch song yesterday, so like 2 days. I said, well, you can put it on the little screen on your wrist. And they're like, well, who could read a screen on their wrist?
Not a bad question. All right. Well, we look forward to that next week. Elena, good luck with the new songs this week, and we'll talk to you then.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington or online, capitalsteps.com. Their brand new CD, How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.